Good evening.
Good evening.
It must be beneficial to give me just short time longer.
Certainly. We should do that.
That is much better. Thank you.
Come. We should make sure that you get a little time longer next week and in future. I'm afraid it's our impatience to have you with us, or my impatience to have you with us, that's responsible.
I accept your impatience with gratitude. Thank you. It varies, of course, with our available and other incidences which must be taken care of.
Yes, I understand.
So there can be no set time limit. But I try to keep within your time boundaries.
Thank you.
Because I know your time is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, firstly, let me say, you all have had much to think upon this past week.
You are right, I have.
Yes, I thought you would be most interested in the speaker who came to me.
You're quite right. I think everybody was extremely interested. And that there was a great deal of information which will be useful to us and which we had not had before.
It is the tip of the iceberg as far as your information goes.
Yes.
But we must take it slowly, as I keep reminding you.
Yes, you do.
But I know impatience is something you worthy people are endowed with. So perhaps here we have a lesson in patience.
Yes.
Now, I want to welcome the one who comes from over your seas.
My daughter. Thank you very much for your welcome.
I am aware of who she is, thank you. But I wish to say, her thoughts over past times have reached me.
Good.
In fact, I think at one point she was almost aware of me.
That's very nice to know.
But of course, she did not fully recognize what was happening.
No, I suppose she wouldn't have.
But let me welcome her here.
Thank you very much.
I have to say just a little about this one.
Right.
She has trodden a hard pathway this time.
Yes, you're quite right.
Many things have been left unspoken. But she and I know of what we speak. But I will say to her, she has reached that point within her lifetime when things will improve.
That's very nice. Thank you for telling her. And thank you for your kindness about her.
She has been guided throughout many years by her maternal grandfather.
Is that so?
Yes. he does not wish to be made known at this time, but the opportunity will come when he comes to her to make himself known, and the guidance with which he has endowed upon her. I know she is surprised by this information.
I'm sure she will be.
But she should not be. There is a deep bond there.
You'll find right there was, or is.
I thank you. You are learning. There is. Now, I will leave it there, but rest assured, she will end this lifetime a much stronger person than when she came into it.
Thank you very, very much for that. I do appreciate it, and I know she will.
Now, I would say to you, let me have your questions, because this time I would like to leave some time for others to speak, if that is acceptable to you.
Yes, of course. Who would like to start the questions? Anybody?
I would like to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I have somebody for hypnoanalysis.
Sorry, no.
I have somebody for hypnoanalysis who's suffering from panic attacks. Young man. Can you give me any guidance on this? So far I've taken that. The trouble seems to relate to his father. Am I right in this?
Let me say, this young man you speak of is indeed a sensitive soul. You, my dear friend, let me speak a little on the therapies that you use. You are a good counselor when the opportunity comes, but you are rather hesitant when it comes to that inner knowledge you possess. You are correct in your assumption, but the problem goes deeper. Take him back to infancy. Take him back those steps further to find the real cause. Does that help you?
Yes.
You, my dear child, must be more positive in the help that you give to those people who come to you. You have a knowledge within you which must come more to the surface. You are a good counselor. Do not forget this.
Thank you.
Also, I will say before I leave you, in time to come, there will be brought to you a child, a girl child, who will suffer many problems. Again, I say to you, take her back to infancy.
Yes.
Please keep this in mind.
Yes.
She will be blonde, blue-eyed child.
Yes.
Now, are there more questions?
Yes, I have a question. My stepdaughter, Ashley, at the moment she wants to behave like a baby. I don't know how much to indulge her in this, and I'm not sure why she wants to do this.
This child we have spoken about before, she is highly sensitive.
Yes.
Very, exceptionally so,
yeah.
I would say.
Mm.
I will say this to you,
yes.
As much as you feel you can,
yes.
Indulge this child in her fantasies.
Yes.
Because that is what they are.
Right. Okay. So it's not going to...
It will not affect.
Affect her.
No.
Right.
Please allow her school to
yes.
find herself.
I want to do this. A lot of people around me don't agree, but I my intuition tells me that she wants it.
And yes.
It's harmless.
You so. Follow that intuition because yes. you are right.
Right.
The others around, I have to say, are incorrect in their feelings on this child.
Right. Thank you. That helps a lot.
She is a most beautiful soul, you know.
Yes, I know. I know she is. I've been struggling a little to find my way with her.
But she gels with you very nicely.
Yes. So it is good to play with her on a child level.
Why not? After all, you should all be childlike sometimes.
Yes, that's what I think.
It brings you back to basics.
Yes, that's what I think. Yeah.
I think we often are without doing it, aren't we, sometimes?
Why not? There is nothing wrong in finding your own identity.
Yes. Right. Thank you.
And I might ask you about my own son, who last night was given some very wise information from your side, because he does suffer from an excess of emotion which he finds it difficult to control, and he gets very annoyed with himself because he cannot help people in the way he would like to, and it becomes almost an obsession with him.
Yes. This young man suffers from guilt. That is why the emotions are so high. It is a guilt that goes back some time. We have to look further back within his life pattern to find the true cause. This emotion which surfaces now in this lifetime is something he has to go through. He knows within himself the answers that he seeks.
That's it.
I cannot tell you what he must do.
No.
But if he will only give himself the time to sit quietly, he knows what he must do.
Does he?
Of course, you must be aware of this, my friend.
I am to some extent, yes, but I didn't want to presume that I was right if I was wrong. And the emotion you speak of, was that incurred in his present life or in a past life in retirement?
This guilt is carried forward from a previous existence.
Thank you.
He wants to help, but always he will find something that is more important in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he came here this time to solve those problems, and those he must do by himself.
Thank you. I appreciate the information. I shall pass it on to him.
He will come to the recognition that the help to give to others must be uppermost in his physical thinking. there are ways and there are means. But firstly, you must open yourself up to those opportunities presented to you. It is no good being offered something if you push it to one side and then say, why am I not given this? Can you see the comparison?
Yes, I can.
I am simplifying matters, of course.
Yes, of course.
But I am sure you can find the words to explain to him.
Yes, with your help I'm sure I shall, and I shall be pleased to do it. I would like to help him. It is a very real problem with him.
I will try to influence him. I cannot change his life pattern.
Of course not.
You know this.
Yes.
But I will try to invade him with our influence.
Thank you very much. That's kind of you.
If only I could show you all the pathways you should travel. But of course I cannot.
No.
I can instruct, I can influence, but I cannot change it for you. You, as spirit, must recognize those things within your life which need to be changed, which need to be worked upon. Therefore you become much better people for it. I know this is hard for you to take sometimes when life is difficult, when all seems darkness. But remember, darkness is temporary. And soon the light follows.
True. Yes. Thank you very much for that sentiment. I do really appreciate it. Now if I can ask, unless anybody else has a question, I have just one more. No? I would like to go back to our friend of last week and his talk about his work in the lower realms. Would there be, we quite understand that interference in another person's life here or there is not permitted as a rule, but would there be any circumstance where interference would be considered correct in order to help a soul in those terrible conditions?
I'm not sure what you mean, exceptional circumstances.
Well, you would know better the reason for which a person is confined to the lower realms. I accept that it has been his or her own wrongdoing or evil actions that has caused him or her to be there, but would there be any circumstance of which you are aware which would enable you to help by interfering with his sojourn there and bring him out of it?
There is only one reason why we can help those in the regions below. As you think they are, but of course you are surrounded by it.
Of course, yes.
But let me explain a little. Those who help those souls are guided from those higher beings. When first they accept their role of help, it is very difficult for them to see such tortured souls, and they cannot step forward to help them. There has to be recognition by the soul in question that they need and want to change. That is the only criteria for help. If you mean that can they step forward and choose one soul from the others, then I would say to you, no.
I see. Well, that answers my question. Thank you very much.
The soul himself needs and has to cry for help. And as was explained to you last time, just crying for help is not enough. There has to be a change of attitude. There has to be a want of forgiveness within that soul.
Yes, I understand.
Once that is recognized, then those who help can go forward to separate them from the others.
I see. But it still comes back to the fact that any sort of interference is not allowed unless asked for.
Not allowed.
No. Thank you very much.
There is the temptation sometimes, I am sure, when so much distress is seen, when souls cry out for help, it is only natural that you want to reach out to touch.
Yes, true.
To help, to cradle them. But the reason for help has to be a genuine one. I know this may sound harsh to you listening, but believe me when I tell you, they are surrounded with a love energy. But if it is denied and rejected, there is little that can be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that they are left unaided and unloved. That is not true. Indeed, the love energy flows around them. But remember, it has to penetrate the very depths of their soul.
Yes, I do understand that.
I hope this has explained it further for you.
Yes, it has, and I do thank you. I didn't think it would be allowed, but I don't presume to find answers for things of which I am uncertain. That is why I asked. And I do thank you.
I welcome your questions. It shows that you need to expand your knowledge.
Yes.
Of spiritual matters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say to you, my blessings go with you in all that you do. May you pass that blessing on to all those you come into contact with. I will leave you this time with my love.
Thank you.
And now, let us see. Wishes to speak.
Thank you very, very much. And our love goes with you again. God bless you once more.